FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Got a special guest in the studio that I have communicated with for the last 6 or so years but never actually met. And we've just met just 5 minutes ago. So it's a warm welcome to Dion. It's Redpath, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So welcome, Dion. How are you?
Thank you very much, Ian. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I know that you're in to talk about your run, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but I really hope you know your way around London, because you've got 26 miles. You couldn't find your way in. You got lost.
Luckily, it's all a set track, so hopefully if I stay within the barriers, I'll be able to see where I need to go.
All right, we're going to come to the run in a minute, but I can't have you in and not talk about white fibre. Yep. How long have you been working there?
Yes, 6 years coming up now.
6 years, all right. Yes. So
it has been 6 years with us talking.
Wow, incredible. That's flown by, isn't it?
It has. Time flies when you're having fun, as they say.
Because it would have been COVID times-ish when you started?
Just before COVID, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that really has gone quickly, massively.
It has, and so much has happened for White Fibre in the last 5-6 years. The tremendous growth that we've seen, the support from the island. I think when I started, we had 10,000 customers, and we're now knocking on 28,000.
So I mean, that's great.
Massive growth, massive support from the island. So thank you to everyone that's a White Fibre customer.
Well, we are at home, I've got to ask you about TV.
Yes.
Because, this is something that was come through the doors a little while ago, and it was, there's a lot of stuff in there. So just tell us about your TV side of things.
So the White Fibre TV we launched in November. It is the little Playo TV box. So there's a company called NetGem TV, and they are the provider of the TV. It is branded white label for us, for White Fibre TV. And it's... Well, I don't know if to say the cost on air.
You can say whatever you like.
It's $8.95 a month.
Right.
But then, and your subscriptions is on top of that.
Okay.
But for the $8.95, you get Freely, which is the new IP-based, which means your free channels are streamed over the internet, over your broadband connection. So you don't need a physical TV aerial anymore.
Right.
So that's the big thing. That's the change. A lot of people have got smart TVs that's not so smart anymore. They've got rooms in the kids' rooms, which is usually the older TVs that gets passed down to the kids or however it works. This box just makes your TV smart again. You plug it in, connect it to the internet, and you've got access to absolutely every single app that you can think of. So it's linked to the Google Play Store. And any app that you want, you can download onto your TV box. So no matter what you watch, if it's Disney Plus, Netflix, Now, any of those things. And the big thing is, even Now Broadband, who is affiliated with Sky TV, you can now watch Sky TV through your Now app. You know, so people are paying quite a pretty penny for Sky Sports or cinema or whatever they're watching Sky for, but they're locked into very long, expensive contracts. Whereas with Now, you can buy a daily pass or a monthly pass. So if there's a particular sport that you're watching, but it's only on for a month or for 2 months, you can just buy a membership for the 2 months instead of being locked in for 18 months with Sky. So that's a big plus. And we've seen a lot of people switch over to us from Sky for that particular reason.
I'm not surprised. So how do we find out more?
We've got a dedicated White Fibre TV page on our website, so the normal whitefibre.com website, and at the top there is a TV section. You click on that and it's got absolutely all the information that you need.
Okay, brilliant, Fert. Thanks for that. Now, to the moment, the reason why you came in, you used that to warm up. now we're going to, because you'll be doing a lot of warming up just lately.
A lot.
So just tell us how this run come about and what you're doing it for.
So the London Marathon is something that was sprung on me. Someone saw me in the street after I have lost quite a bit of weight. So I lost just over 6 stones, which what's that in pounds and kilograms, over 40 kilograms. And my son asked me to start jogging with him, which I did. And we went around the block, and so which wasn't far. I was already out of breath. And someone spotted me, and they haven't seen me for many months, and obviously the difference in size was quite noticeable. And when I got home and looked at my phone, there was a message from Paul, Paul Fawley, and he said, oh, mate, you look great, fantastic. Do you want to run the London Marathon for us? and help raise some money for Wessex Cancer Support on the Isle of Wight. So that's where the conversation started towards the end of last year. And yeah, it's not something, I'm not a runner. So this is literally the furthest and longest I've ever trained in my life from an exercise and a running point of view. If you told me 6 months ago that I would be training 6 days a week for the London Marathon, I would have laughed into your face straight up. So it is a big commitment. It is a big challenge, 26.2 miles to run in London. But it is for a great cause. You know, we've got so many charities, worthwhile charities on the island, and everybody out there is asking for people to make their donations and help and support them. So this is my little way of, because White Fiber can't always be the ones that is giving the money to charities. You know, we do a lot. We really do a lot, but we can't always do it. So this is a way of me trying to raise money under the White Fiber flag, but to increase the amount and the pot that goes over to Wessex Cancer Support by as much. So White Fiber, yes, we are doing match funding. So soon I'm on £2,200 now.
Wow.
Which is great and fantastic. And thank you very much to everyone that has donated so far. Every pound literally makes a difference. I put out a £25,000 challenge, because it is White Fiber's 25th anniversary this year. And so, yes, it is a very big target. Are we going to achieve it? I really don't know. I did think asking 25,000 people to each just give a pound wasn't too much to ask, but it's becoming very clear that people don't just donate money when you ask them to. So that is the difficult part. But White Fiber, as soon as I hit £5,000, so on £2,200 at the moment, another £2,800 to go, as soon as I hit 5,000, White Fiber is going to put in 5,000 straight off the bat to match fund that. And then at least the pot is at 10,000. And where it goes from there, we'll see. We'll see if we hit the 25,000.
Hey, look, there's a lot to take in there. And first of all, I think you're crazy, but what a great sport you are for doing it. So I'm betting now you're running. When you're going for a jog with your son, you're faster than him now because of all the training.
Well, he stopped. Because
he stopped?
Because that's too far and too long. It was fun in the beginning, but as the distance increases, and that's the thing with, you've got a training plan to follow, and in the beginning, it doesn't seem as daunting. But on Saturday, I completed my first half marathon, and when I spoke to my son about it, he went, geez, Papa, that's pretty good. You know, when we started, 5K was such a challenge to get to 5K, and it took so long, and you were so tired, and all of that, and you just ran a half a marathon. And you seem to be okay. You're still alive.
I survived.
I survived. And I think that is the aim with the marathon. You know, it's 2 months away. It's on the 26th of April. And as long as I stick to the training plan, I'm confident that I will be able to finish the 26.2. Might not be all running. The knees might give in. That is the challenge at the moment, is for the knees to keep up with the distance. But I'm confident. You know, it's not for me. I'm not a runner. It's couch to marathon, literally. But the challenge was put to me. You know, will you run for us to help raise money for Wessex Cancer Support on the Isle of Wight for people and families living with cancer?
Hey, look.
And how do you say no to that?
No, exactly. And I love your idea of if 25,000 people said, you know, I put a pound in, that's great. And I'd say there must be at least 25,000 people that have been helped, assisted by anything that White Fiber do, because I know that wherever you go, they're always there and they're always supporting something, somebody, and I think that's fantastic. That's what community spirit is all about. So all you're asking is for a pound from X amount of people, and if you can put in more, then that's fantastic. £25,000 for Wessex Cancer would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
It would be absolutely amazing. I'm not alone in it, so we're quite a big team for Wessex Cancer. I think there's five or six of us from the island that is running for Wessex Cancer Support specifically on the Isle of Wight. So the fundraising target overall for our team is 45,000.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing what they can, individual sponsorships, quiz nights, bake sales, all of those sorts of things. So all I can ask as well is, if you see any of that advertised, or it ends up in your inbox, if you can support, please do support.
Okay. How do we support? Is there a link somewhere where we got to go to and say, right, we've pledged some cash?
It's all under, so the fundraising pages are all set under TLC London, which is the massive company that holds all the money nationwide. And we've all got individual pages on there. So if you go to TLC London and search Dion Redpath, it will come up. But you can also go to the White Fibre website, which is probably easier to follow, yeah. whitefibre.com. And then under our blog section, I did a little write-up of what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, what the challenge is, and my little story. And the link to donate is directly on there. And you can just click.
Okay, is it as simple as that?
It's as simple as that. So the one, it's not as simple to only donate £1. So it's, you know, any people asking for money on these systems, it does start £10, £20, £30, £40. But at the bottom, you can manually put in £1,
yeah.
And you can manually make the service fee £0. And it literally will only take £1 off your card.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We could offer you a commercial, free of charge. You got to write it and voice it, and as soon as you've done it, we'll get it on the system promoting what you're doing. And we'll run that up until the 26th of April.
That is fantastic, Ian. Thank you very much.
So as soon as you get it on, we'll run it until we need to, and afterwards as well.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Okay. So, but you've got to write it and voice it.
Okay.
So that means you've got to come back.
Another challenge accepted.
Another. That's an easy one.
I'll just say yes to you. It's too easy.
And then we'll put a link on our website as well.
That's great, yeah. So I'll send all the links and we can get it out. It is really about getting it under people's eyes and noses to just create the awareness,
yeah.
Because we've used our channels, we've sent out emails to all our White Fibre customers, we've done some Facebook posts and all of that. But people are busy, and it takes constant reminding to get people to take notice. And it's that inertia of, yes, I'll support him, or yes, I'll make a donation, I just haven't gotten round to it.
Mm.
So it's, please get round to it.
Yeah.
Like, just quickly take 5 minutes of your time, and please just get it done. So there's a lot of people that want to do it and commit to do it, they just don't get round to it.
And the very, very sad thing is that at some point there will be someone or lots of people, family members, friends, that have either needed the Wessex Cancer or will do in the future.
100%. So part of the story that I've written is to that as well. You know, yes, it's a good cause to raise money for, but the stats have changed. So when I came to the UK 7 years ago, I think the stat was 1 in 4 people get cancer. Then it became 1 in 3. And we're currently in 1 in 2. So between you and me sitting here, one of us is very likely to get cancer. And I've obviously been affected by cancer in my family. My dad's got a form of cancer that he's recovering from. My sister's a form of cancer that she's recovered from. And I've lost family members to cancer. So it's one day someone in my family, in my immediate household, is going to need the support for cancer. I'm pretty much convinced about that. And to be able to say that we have the facilities on the Isle of Wight to get that emotional support, counseling support, all of that, you know, it's different to end of life. You know, that's one form of it. But being diagnosed with cancer, or someone in your family being diagnosed with cancer, and the emotional trauma that those people go through, people need support for that. They need help with certain things in their lives at that stage. And that is the type of things that Wessex Cancer Support helps with.
That's brilliant. And as I say, you doing it is fantastic. And look, you're putting yourself through the pain barrier, so no one else has to.
Well, it is, and it's not easy. And I can't say it enough that I'm not a runner, and I'm not really an exercise person. And it's a horrible time of the year. It's winter. It's wet. It's cold. And yes, I might be flaking out on the sides because I will not go out in a rainstorm or a blizzard. So a lot of my training is done on a treadmill at home, but I still have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go through my routine and do an hour or hour and a half, 2 hours, run it, and then get back to my normal life. You know, get the kids off to school, get to work, do my job, and then come back in the next morning, get up and train again.
So here we are. How many months are we? Two months away.
2 months. I got the email from TLC London yesterday that announces 2 months to go, and this is where you need to be. And this is the energy stuff that you can look at, and the gels that you can eat, and the supplements you can drink, because you do. You need a lot of it.
So my point was, you've got 2 months to go. You've just completed a half marathon.
Yes.
When were you doing like a full 26-mile run before you actually do the run?
No.
You won't?
No. So I think the...
Is that advisable?
The training plans, like, I don't really understand running, and don't ask me that. I'm going to open my training plan. They reckon if you've constantly done the amount of training, your body will then automatically be able to push the full 26.2.
Right.
So I get very close. I think it is the furthest that I'll run before the actual race is 38 kilometers out of the 42 or 44 kilometers that it is. So it gets you very close, but not the full distance. But on the app, it shows, it was shocking. So when the training plan starts, it's over 400 kilometers, my training.
Right.
Over 400 kilometers.
Over a period of time, yeah.
Every running three times a week, and then strength training the other 3 days of the week. But that's how much running before doing the actual marathon.
No wonder your son gave up. I would have done as well.
It's far, it's long, and like I say, the weather's not ideal. Luckily, that's changing now.
Well, look, fantastic thing that you're doing. I think I really do wish you all the luck in the world with it. And I know that you've got 2 months to sort of push yourself even harder. And I really hope that you raise somewhere near, if not the amount of money that you're looking for as well. I think it's fantastic that White Fibre are match funding you as well. I think that's fabulous. I really do. It just shows a magnificent community spirit there. I think you're nuts. Is it the nuttiest thing you've ever done?
Yes.
What will happen afterwards?
I think I'll collapse. And then go to the nearest pub and have at least a pint or two of a nice big fat burger.
Yeah, no, that sounds all right as well, doesn't it? Yeah. Will you keep the running up, though?
My kids are asking me the same. So the answer, as I'm sitting right here today, is I don't know. It is still 2 months to go, and it does get easier. The more training I am doing, it is getting easier, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But whether I want to voluntarily get up at 6 o'clock every morning.
What are you doing with the treadmill? Are you selling that?
No. It's a very good friend that's actually given it to me.
Right.
So might go back to her or just put it to use somewhere. Maybe the next person that gets spotted on the corner of the road.
I'm sure your son is like super proud, but I can't help thinking there's a little bit of him thinking that. Can't we just have Fat Dad back and go for a jog?
I think so too. It's you know, it's, I love them to bits, and they're not those sort of kids that would go out, oh, we're so proud of you, we're so proud of you. But the conversations are led in that direction. When we share memories of holiday snaps or things like that, they go, geez, look what you looked at, and look what you're doing today. You must be very proud of yourself. So yes, that is great to hear. Lots of friends, family as well, the support that's coming in. And even through the donations, you know, it's absolute strangers that we're asking to help donate money. And the messages of encouragement and support from, I don't know them, but these are people that are just encouraging and saying, you know, what a great thing you're doing and good luck and just have fun.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Good luck. You're going to have to come back and tell us how it's gone.
If I can walk,
and also you need to sort that commercial out as well.
We will do.
All right.
Thank you so much. Ian.
It's great to meet you at last, and good luck.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.